Welcome to another Juice Storm podcast. Today is Friday, the 28th of July. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the UK. And we've got a great guest for you today. His name is Marius Norheim. He is CEO at TrademateSports.com. There'll be a link below this podcast to his site. And welcome to the show, Marius. How are you, mate?
I'm good, John. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Fantastic to have you with us. And thanks ever so much for giving up your time today to get this podcast done. Now, first of all, Marius, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your team, please?
Yeah, sure. I'm educated as a mechanical engineer, and how I ended up in TradeMate. I think I'll just tell the story of TradeMate, really.
Yeah, sure.
Because that includes all of us. So TradeMate was originally founded by Jonas and a very good friend of mine named Martin. Mm-hmm. So after high school, Jonas moved to Thailand to play poker professionally, and he also started to do sports betting professionally. Mm-hmm. And at some point in 2014, he was on a cabin trip with Martin, who he grew up with in a small town in Norway called Larvik. And so Jonas told Martin about what he'd been doing in the sports betting markets, and Martin, who was a talented developer, said that it has to be possible to automate this in some form. So that's how EdgeBet, the first version of TradeMate, was born. And since then, me and Tobias, who's currently our CTO, have joined in on the team. So the two of us, we studied with Martin at a program called the School of Entrepreneurship at NTNU, which is Norway's largest engineering university.
Yep.
So that's how we all met, and I worked with Martin on a different startup, which we hosted webinars with entrepreneurs who'd done something cool, like hosting a successful Kickstarter campaign, so people could ask them questions and they'd share their experiences. So not too far off a podcast, really. And at that time, Martin was having EdgeBet as sort of his side project. So we'd sit there working on our startup together, and then suddenly a big Edge would show up on Norse Tipping, the Norwegian bookie, and we'd go in, we'd place it, and then we'd get back to work. And eventually I moved on to a different startup, and later I got the opportunity to come back and work with TradeMate and Martin again, which I was very happy to do. So since then, you know, we've grown a bit. Currently have 5 summer interns there working this summer. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to grow, which is fun. And during the fall last year, we sort of relaunched and rebranded EdgeBet as TradeMate. We built everything from scratch, and we made a lot more like customizable features so that you can more dig into and select which sort of edges show up. So it was a completely new product, and the time was right for a complete new name and everything as well. So that's how all of it got together, and this is where we are today. So
fantastic. Really exciting journey there. Very, very comprehensive. Now, TradeMate, finding value is what you're all about. On last week's webinar, actually, we were talking about our upcoming courses, and we touched on how to find value, how important it is. So, you know, really, we're on the same page there. But why would you sell such a service if it works as good as you're claiming?
Yeah, that's a good question, John. So the big issue is that soft bookmakers do not like winning players. Mm-hmm. So eventually they will limit you if you win consistently. This effectively like puts a cap on how much an individual is able to extract through value betting or arbitrage betting for that matter on the soft books. So I guess you can look at TradeMate as a way of us to A, get back at the bookies, and B, at the same time, we still get a cut of the value that others are able to get out of the bookies. Ideally, we'd be able to take a charge cut of the profits, but since people can do self-reporting inside TradeMate, it would be pretty easy to game that system. So instead, we do it indirectly through charging a subscription fee.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, so it's a win-win for both, really. And the basic like premise of TradeMate is that some bookies in the world are sharper than others.
Yep.
And we're using a combination of these smarter bookies and looking for bookmakers to offer odds that are too high relative to them. So that's how it all works, really.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, regular listeners to the show know that I prefer automated trading on Betfair and other markets as well. So I make no apology whatsoever for asking first about the TradeMate bot. Now, I know it's impressive. It's been running 5 months, but how does it work?
All right, so the bot is something that we set up so that people could sort of dynamically see how well we're performing over time. So an important thing to note is that it's not placing actual bets at the bookies. It is a simulation of the outcomes of all the edges that show up on TradeMate.
Yep.
And we've also set a couple of like parameters to narrow in which trades that it plays. Like, for instance, there's a minimum edge. It's only, I think it's 6 hours before kickoff. And we've limited to have 30 open bets at the same time. So it's a good way to sort of show what we're all about, and also so that, you know, users can come back in a couple of months and have a look at how it's been doing. So, yeah.
I love the graph. I mean, it is just so positive, isn't it?
Yeah, so value betting really is all about the long run and the law of large numbers. Like, the example that I like to use is that if you take a coin and flip it 10 times, you know, you could lose 10 times in a row despite the probability of each outcome being 50%. But if you do it 1,000 times, 10,000 times, a million times, then as the sample size keeps growing, what you actually get is going to be pretty close to what you theoretically should expect to get.
Yeah.
So that's what you can see on a graph, really. You know, in the short run, there will be wins, there will be losses, but in the long run, if you have an edge, you're going to be profitable.
Yeah, of course you are. Let's talk about products now. TradeMate Core will appeal to many of our listeners. Can you share with us the typical end user, what it does, and how they will make money with it?
Yeah, sure. So what TradeMate Core does is that, you know, it identifies value through the soft bookmakers who offer odds that are too high, baseline that we're using. So, for instance, you know, if the sharpest in the market are at 1.9 and then decimal odds on Manchester United winning their next game, and then William Hill is stuck at 2.10, then there's great value to be had on playing Manchester United at William Hill. Mm-hmm. So that's what shows up in TradeMate Core. And then, you know, you head over to the bookie, you place that trade, and you keep on doing it. So the typical people who use TradeMate, I think the most common factor is not necessarily any sort of like typical demographic. It's really that a lot of them have played poker in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes it a lot easier to grasp what we're doing, because you're already familiar with terms such as expected value and variance and all of that. So So poker players really is the typical TradeMate user, is what I'd say. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks so much for that. Sounds superb. Your other product is TradeMate Pro. Now, I really love the look of it. I guess the main thing for me is that trading in Asia means higher stakes. They don't limit winners. Tell me more about it, please. Maybe highlight the differences with TradeMate Core and TradeMate Pro too.
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, you know, eventually the softbooks will limit you. We have 60 softbooks at TradeMate, so there's like plenty of bookies to go through before that happens. But once you reach a certain point, you sort of either have the option to retire or head into the Asian markets. And the good thing about the Asian markets is that they allow a much higher stake size, mm-hmm. and they also allow sharp traders. They don't limit players who win consistently. So in TradeMate Pro, we are supporting IBC, ISN, and SBO, which are three sharp bookmakers, in addition to everything that you can find in the TradeMate Core version as well.
Yep.
What we've also added in is a constructive analysis tool, which you can use to dig into all of your stats. So if you, for instance, want to have a look at how you're doing on basketball totals, 3 hours, less than 3 hours before the game starts, then you can have that information. And another important element is that we also track not only like the edge at the time you placed it, but also what the odds offered by the sharpest bookmakers are at the time the game starts, which is called the closing edge.
Yep.
Based on the closing odds. So that really is the best like metric for which to judge whether what you're doing is going to be profitable in the long run is whether or not you're able to beat the closing odds.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So all of that is included in TradeMate Pro. Now, because the Asian bookmakers don't limit, in theory you have an infinite lifetime that you can spend betting there. Now, the downside, of course, with the Asian markets is that in opposition to the softer bookmakers, the markets are a lot more efficient, so the average ROI that is possible to achieve will be lower. But since you can place much higher stakes, you can also have a much higher overall turnover, so that's the key to sort of making money there.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I know you love data analysis, Marius. We covered the bot earlier. Any idea what the TradeMate community total turnover is? Your members with ROI as well, perhaps?
Yeah, so the latest number I have is from February, where we were at about £400,000 in profits, net profits, that is. I'll see if I can dig up some updated numbers. We typically have like big data streams hosted on the TradeMate Twitch channel every now and then. So once the season's underway, we're pretty busy until that point, but I don't know, around a month into the season, we'll probably host another of the big data streams where we'll run through some updated numbers. But the metric that I think by far is the most important for an individual is the average flat ROI per bet.
Yep.
And across more than 200,000 bets placed on the soft bookmakers, our users have averaged a 2.6% flat ROI per bet.
That's terrific, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that's sort of what gives you the best indicator of what you can expect, at least on an individual basis as well, rather than looking at aggregate numbers. Now, obviously, your own flat ROI will depend on the actual bets that you are able to place. So, for instance, if you place a bet with a 2% closing edge, then you should expect to have a 2% ROI. So if your average closing edge is 2%, then you should expect 2% ROI on average. So individually, it will depend on the bets you're placing, but at least that number gives you an indication of what's possible to expect on the soft.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's talk now about the trades registered by the community since you launched TradeMate in October last year. What are the lows and the highs? I guess what I'm asking you is where you see the challenges, where things are running according to plan as well.
Well, I think the main thing is sort of just breaking through the noise that surrounds the betting industry in general. Mm-hmm. It can be tough at times, if you're new to it, to sort of figure out what is actually working and what isn't. So the most important thing that I always ask myself and that I would encourage everyone else to ask themselves is if you see something that looks good, you need to ask yourself whether this like logically makes sense. Mm-hmm. So TradeMate is all based on like maths and probabilities. So at least to me, that makes sense. And we also have a focus on trying to educate our users as much as possible through our blog, through our YouTube channel, and through these live streams that we've been hosting. So overall, I think it's very good to see that the community is able to get a pretty good average flat ROI over such a high number of trades. And what we sort of work to improve is to make sure that people avoid like some of the rookie mistakes that happen, such as, you know, using too high of a stake sizing or placing a very high, large proportion of your bankroll on one game, or just using placing a lot of bets on the same game, that sort of thing, because then you leave yourself vulnerable to variance. So this is an area where I think we can always improve, and that we're working on improving.
You mentioned your website earlier, and I've looked at it in detail now. And what I'm so impressed by is the amount of content that you've got there, and your YouTube channel as well, because that really does explain it in plain English. So anybody that's listening that you're a little bit lost in terms of what we're talking about here, the YouTube channel explains it in perhaps far more detail than this podcast ever could. But fantastic website, Marius. I know that you're using flat stakes in your ROI calculation, but you don't consider using flat stakes as an optimal strategy when trading. What about Kelly Criterion, perhaps? Can you run through how that staking method works, please?
Yeah, sure. So first, the reason why when we're talking about the results of our community, we're talking about flat ROI, and the reason for that is to sort of remove the stake sizing factor from the analysis, because otherwise, you know, people with a very large bankroll would skew the results. So for that purpose, and to see like whether this is working in the long term, a flat ROI is a better metric, but logically, it just doesn't make sense if you have a 2% edge on a given game or let's say two different games, you have a 2% edge. One of the games, it's 2.0 on Manchester United winning, and the other game is 10 in odds on West Bromwich Albion winning. So it doesn't make sense to place the same amount of your bankroll on those two bets, despite both of them having a 2% edge. So what you want to do is to use a proportional stake sizing strategy, and the Kelly Criterion is such a proportional stake sizing strategy. So what it does is that it's a formula for maximizing profit growth, and it takes into consideration what edge you have on a given game as calculated by TradeMate, and it looks at your total bankroll and the odds to calculate how much you should stake on a given bet. So, for instance, if it is a bet with a 2% edge and a 2.0 in odds, then you will bet, let's say it's $100, while if it's a 10 in odds, you'll only bet $10.
Yeah.
So, just to give it simplistically. Now, what we're seeing, as I mentioned, that the Kelly Criterion is, it's a formula for maximizing profit growth, but if you follow it 100%, then you will also have very large swings in your results. So what we've enabled, like inside TradeMate, is that you can have different settings. You can have 50% or 30% of the Kelly. So you place a larger proportion of the Kelly, which it might slow down your profit growth overall, but it will make your results a lot more stable and reduce the variance. So I'm personally using like 30% of what the Kelly Criterion is suggesting for my stake sizing. And that's, been giving me the best results. And that's what I prefer.
Fantastic. Okay, now we've covered in a little bit of detail soft and sharp bookmakers, but just so that, you know, because this will be new for a lot of people, there are two types of bookmakers, but what is the exact difference between soft and sharp bookmakers, Marius, and the benefits or otherwise of playing both?
Yeah, sure. So in general, you could describe the soft bookmakers as easier to beat, as that's why the name soft bookmakers come from.
Yep.
They also typically have higher margins on each bet, and the margin is like the bookmaker's cut. So if I place $100 on Manchester United to win and the bookmaker has 10% margin, they'll keep $10 and they'll pay out $90 if the bet wins to the winning players. Mm-hmm. Also, they limit people who win consistently, although they probably will try to deny it. And typically, they are also slow at updating their odds. So this is something that makes opportunities arise, which is what TradeMate picks up on.
Yeah.
And an example of a soft bookmaker would be the William Hills, the Unibets, the Betsons of this world. Now, the sharp bookmakers, they are, to a much larger degree, their odds is market-driven. So if a large bet comes in on Manchester United to win, then the odds will drop on Manchester United and the odds on the away team will increase. They are, in general, a lot tougher to beat because the markets there are much more efficient. Their business model is based around just having a very high turnover of money that comes through their service. So they can get away with taking a lower margin since their overall profits will still be higher. And the good benefit for the player is that they don't limit winning players and they also allow much higher stake sizes. Yeah. So a typical example here would be SBO. Mm-hmm. And I did make a video called How Bookmakers Make Money on YouTube, which sort of covers this even a bit more like in depth. And for you as a player, I guess, in terms of like which should you be betting on, then the example I like to use here is that if you have two banks and you can get 2.5% interest by keeping your savings in one bank and 0.5% in the other bank, you would, of course, choose the bank where you get the highest interest. And it's the same with the soft versus the sharp bookmakers. You can expect to have a higher average ROI on the soft bookmakers. So you want to, at least if you're getting started, that's where you want to be taking the bets. But since there's a cap to like how much you can wager at the soft bookmakers, if your bankroll is too high for allowing you to efficiently turn it over, then a good solution can be to play both or to play exclusively on the sharp bookmakers if you eventually get limited on all of the softs. So I started out with about $3,000 betting myself in the soft bookie markets. And originally, I started out, you know, as a customer using EdgeBet when I was working with Martin. And since then, you know, I'm focused on growing my bankroll, and it's something that I will keep doing. So currently, I'm only betting on the soft bookmakers. To make the switch and go pro over at the Asian bookmakers, I would want to have at least a minimum bankroll of $20,000.
Yep.
And the reason is that, as I mentioned, since the average ROI is a lot lower, you need to have a much higher turnover to make the same amount of money. So, you know, if you want to make, if you're having like a 0.5% average ROI and you want to make millions, you need a turnover in the hundreds of millions. And if you want to make hundreds of thousands, you need a turnover in the tens of millions. And so it keeps going down. So so turnover really is the key to doing it well, and that's what Jonas has been able to do, just keep crushing and building his bankroll, and now he's betting for multiple million dollars a month.
Yeah, he's the guy that didn't he turn some quite small amount into well over a million?
Yeah, so he turned 10K into a million in a year, so that's pretty crazy. There's a documentary about Jonas on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched it, check it out. He's got a pretty cool story.
Thanks ever so much for joining me today, Marius. I found it fascinating. I'm sure our listeners have as well. I always try and get a deal for our listeners if they want to try a new service. Is there anything you can do for Juice Storm members who fancy giving TradeMate Core or Pro a go, please?
Yeah, sure. So if you visit TradeMate Sports, you can, first of all, you can have a free trial for 1 week and buy our service and get a hang of it. And if you want to sign up for a subscription after that, just write us in the chat with the coupon code JUICESTORM10.
JUICESTORM10. Got it.
JUICESTORM10. And okay. We'll give you 10% off your first purchase.
Fantastic. And that's the number 10, yeah?
That is the number 10, yeah.
Oh, you're a diamond, sir. You're a diamond. Really enjoyed having you on the show today. Hopefully, we'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All the very best, mate. That was Marius from Trademate. And what a lovely guest he was.